经文在哥林多前书。
The scripture is in 1 Corinthians
13章4到8节。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
听我来读。
Please listen to my reading.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人家的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects.Always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
下面是信息的时间，我们把时间交给牧师。
Now Pastor Xu for a sermon. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴看到很多新面孔。
I'm very delighted to see new faces.
曾经有一个教会啊，美国教会它盖一个新的礼堂。
At one time, an American church they have a new building.
在工程即将完成之前，建筑师对牧师说了一件事。
When the construction was almost completed, the architect said to the pastor.
他说在讲台背后的上方有一条横梁，位置非常引人注目。
He said to the pastor that behind and above the lectern there is a beam.It's very attractive.
若是能够刻上一句有意义的话，所有人一进到礼堂一定会看到，而且印象深刻。
If a significant statement was carved there, then everybody would be attracted and will have a deep impression of that.
那这个建筑师说他算了一下，挑的句子最理想的长度是几个英文字加上空格，刚好16格。
So the architect said, "Well, I calculated this. If all put all together, the whole space is."With letters and empty space, it's 16 spaces.
那牧师觉得这个主意很好。
And the pastor thought it's a good idea.
只是好好想想，哎呀，圣经有哪一句话又适合主日崇拜，又适合洗礼、婚礼、葬礼各种场合，还刚好能够放进16格。
He was thinking hard to find one statement which would fit in all occasions for the Sunday worship, and marriage, and funeral, and all kinds of situations.
你们知道他最后选的是哪句话吗？
Do you know what scripture did he choose?
Love never fails.
Love never fails.
就是我们今年夏天的主日信息的主题。
So this is the major theme for our summer sermons.
今年从六月中开始，我们整个暑假的主日信息都是在看哥林多前书十三章四到八节。
So all through summer, starting from mid-June, we look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from verse 7, 4 to 8.
每个主日我们一句一句的看，一同细细的思想什么是爱。
Every Sunday we look word by word, sentence by sentence to think closely what God's love is really is.
上个主日已经看完了第七节，那今天是这一系列信息的最后一讲。
So last Sunday we ended up with the verse 7, today is verse 8.
那今天的题目就是爱是永不止息，也就是第八节的第一句话。
So the title of this sermon today is the verse 8, Love Never Fails.
也许大家已经注意到这句话的中文圣经和英文圣经翻得不太一样。
Perhaps you have already noticed that translation in Chinese and English are different.
那中文圣经翻的是爱是永不止息 love never ends.
So in Chinese version it says love never ends.
那英文圣经是爱永不失败 love never fails.
In English, love never fails.
那这是什么？怎么回事呢？
How is it?
那这就是用中英圣经的好处。
So that's the advantage of using both English and Chinese.
这两个翻译刚好把学者专家公认最可能的两个意思给翻出来了。
So these two versions combined the concepts by the experts and scholars in biblical studies.
那这句话在希腊文里面原来就是两种意思都有可能。
In Greek, it may have two meanings.
那学子们要仔细地推敲到底是哪个意思的时候，他们就必须判断这句话，第八节这句话是跟着前面的四到七节成一个段落呢，还是跟着后面的成为一个段落。
Scholars have to study hard to decide whether the verse 8 goes with the previous verses or goes with the verses after it.
单单从这句话里面的动词和副词在希腊文中的形态来看，文法上比较支持第一种看法，也就是说它跟第四节到第七节是一个段落。
So from the verbs and adverbs in the forms, then we might detect that it may go with the verse 4 to verse 7.
那英文 NIV 的圣经就是选择照这样的理解来翻，就翻成爱永不失败。
So English NIV version choose this and translate it as love never fails.
也就是说第四节到第七节详述真正崇高的爱的特质之后，在第八节的一开始就用这句话总结说，这样的爱永远经得起考验，永远不会被击倒。
That means from verse 4 to verse 7 it elaborated what love is about, then by the verse 8 it summarized that love never fails and never be struck down.
但是如果从哥林多前书十三章整个大段落来看，又有很多的线索指出第八节开头的这句话是跟接下来的段落有紧密关系的。
But if we look at chapter 13 as a whole, then a lot of places that point to us that the verse 8 goes with the verse after it.
第八节后半部说先知讲到还有方言啊，这些恩赐有一天都会停止，都会归于无有。
So the second part of verse 8 says that prophecies will cease and tongues will be stopped, it will all disappear.
那第一节的第一句话很明显是跟这个做一个对比。
So in other words, it's very obvious the first part of verse 8 is a comparison.
A contrast, huh?
A contrast.
说真正崇高的爱是不会停止，不会归于无有的。
So the holy love can never stop and never disappear.
那十三章的最后一节，也就是十三节说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。这边讲的也是爱的长存性。
So the last verse in chapter 13 says, and now these three remain, faith, hope and love, but the greatest of these is love. So here talks about eternity of love.
所以有很多 学者他们的翻译是选择跟中文和合本圣经是一样的，翻作爱是永不止息。
So a lot of scholars, they choose the translation like in the Chinese Union version, love never ends.
不过大家听了刚刚的解说之后，可能已经感觉到其实这两者差异也不是这么大。
Perhaps after hearing all these, you would say that there's not much difference in these two translations.
那的确是如此。
It is true.
虽然每本圣经在翻译的时候只能选一个意思，
though every version of the Bible can only have one choice.
学者们都同意，当保罗在圣灵的引导下写这段话的时候，第八节这句话可以说两方面的意思都有，又是承先又是启后。
So all the scholars agree that when Paul wrote this verse 8, he may intend it for both meanings. So it worked as a bridge to connect the previous one and the next one.
好了，有这个基本了解之后，让我们就来细细思想爱永不止息、爱永不失败是什么意思。
With this fundamental understanding, now let's take a look at what it really means by love never fails or love never ends.
我想用最近两三个月中我自己亲身经历的事情做例子，和大家一同来思想这句话几句话对我们的意义。
I'm going to cite some examples from my own real experience, life experience in the past few months to understand the significant meaning of this phrase for us.
首先我想要分享的是爱如何能够扭转面临破碎的婚姻关系。
First of all, I'd like to share with you about how love can make a change with the almost broken family marriage.
七年前我们教会开始了英文事工之后，一些讲英文的大学生开始与我接触。
7 years ago, our church started the English congregation, and some of the college students who speak English started to get in touch with me.
一开始他们跟我不熟，所以不太会跟我讲他们家里面发生的事情。
At the very beginning, we don't know each other very well, so they seldom tell me what happened in their family.
但是渐渐的我发现很多学生因为家里面有很多冲突，他们心中很痛苦，没有办法专心读书。
So graduate noticed that some of the college students cannot focus on their study because of the family conflicts.
有一次有一位女学生，她在我和我太太跟她单独吃饭的时候，终于鼓起勇气告诉我家里的事。
One day a female student finally plucked up courage and told us what was happening in her family.
她的爸妈已经闹到分居要离婚的地步。
Her parents was on the point of almost separate and full of divorce.
还好那时候不只是我们在这边关怀她，给她支持。
Fortunately, not only we who showed, who gave her care,
在她爸妈所住的地方还有一对很好的基督徒夫妇，也是非常有爱心，付上代价的用圣经的教导来开导她的爸妈。
So in the place where her parents live, there are also a couple of Christians who spend a lot of time and energy to care and show love to her parents.
那这个学生已经毕业好多年了。
It has been a few years since that student graduated.
但他一直跟我保持联络。
But we still keep in touch.
所以我知道他父母开始固定去教会。
So I know that her parents started to go to church regularly.
然后婚姻开始有了转机。
And then Mary started to make a turn.
那几年前他请我去组织他的婚礼，他的父母也一同参加，可以看到关系好多了。
A few years ago, and I was invited to host her wedding ceremony, and her parents were there too. I can tell that their marriage relationship is much better.
那今年五月多，我又收到这位校友的 email。
This May, I received an email from this alumna.
她告诉我她的父亲病得很重，需要换肾。
She told me that her father was seriously ill, need to have a kidney changed.
那她的妈妈也愿意去测看看，而且一测之下竟然相配。
And her mother was willing to take a test, and her mother's type, the kidney type, was the same as her father's.
那她母亲就甘心乐意的决定要把一个肾捐给她爸爸。
Her mother was willing to donate one kidney to her father.
我看到这个 email 就感动的想要掉眼泪。
I was almost shedding tears.
一个原本要破碎的婚姻，在神的爱中，在几年之间，竟然有这么奇妙的扭转。
A marriage was on the point of breaking up, and suddenly, with the love of God, and make a good turn.
那今年六月中，我和这个校友有机会见面。
In mid-June this year, I had a chance to meet with this alumna again.
我问她说，爸爸换肾换得怎么样？
Asked her how the kidney changed with your father.
她说，结果刚巧有一个人过世，他捐出来的肾又跟爸爸相合，所以医生就用那个人的，没有用他妈妈的。
And she told me that at that time it happened somebody died and donated the kidney, so that was used for her father, so her mother didn't.
所以他妈妈既不用开刀，而且爸爸还是照样因为妈妈肯捐肾，对他感激不尽。
Not only the mother, it saved the operation for the mother, and the father was so thankful to her mother for her willingness to donate the kidney.
他说他们现在两个人相爱更深，幸福甜蜜。
So now they love each other so deeply, and it's so sweet.
同样在今年暑假，我们很多人知道有一对校友夫妇回到我们村里面来庆祝他们结婚十周年。
Also this summer, a couple, the alumni couple came back to campus to celebrate their 10th year wedding ceremony.
他们回来的目的是在当初结婚的地方重新在人在神面前坚立婚姻的誓约。
For their 10th year wedding anniversary, they would renew their marriage vows in the same place where they got married.
在典礼当中，他们很诚实地告诉所有的人，虽然他们都是基督徒，却因着人的软弱、无知和疏忽，婚姻差点就破裂了。
So, for facing the public, they honestly told the whole public, they say, well, because of the weakness, ignorance of human beings, their marriage was almost on the point of breaking up.
十年前他们在伊萨卡结婚的时候，我才刚搬来伊萨卡一个多礼拜。
I just moved in for a week into Issachar when they got married.
虽然他们很客气邀请我参加婚礼，但是我那时候跟他们不太熟。
That was 10 years ago, though they were very kind to invite me to their wedding, and I didn't know them very well.
一两年后，他们两个都拿到博士学位，搬到别的城工作。
A couple of years later, both of them got PhD degree, and they moved out to work in the different cities.
因为长期忙于工作，疏忽了很多重要的事。
Because they were busily engaged in their profession, they overlooked a lot of things.
婚姻就爆发危机。
So they worship a Christ in their marriage.
后来两个人专程回到伊萨卡住到我们家。
Later, both of the couple came to Issachar to stay in my house.
老实说，他们当时婚姻的情形严重到一个地步，若是用一般世人的眼光来看，要救回来的机会可以说是微乎其微了。
Frankly speaking, their marriage in such a crisis that by the common people's opinion, it's very hard to save this marriage.
唯一还剩的一丝丝的希望，是他们两个人都说。
The only hope left at that time is both of them said they trust in God.
在接下来一年多的时间，我们好多次透过电话以祷告帮助他们胜过挣扎。
In a year, by the phone, we tried to guide them and talk with them and to survive this marriage.
还有两对夫妇也同样帮助他们。
And also another two couples also extend their helping hands.
渐渐的事情出现了转机。
Bit by bit, things start to change.
这些年间，我看到神的爱怎么样扭转，改变了这个婚姻。
In these years, I personally witnessed how God's love make the turn and change for the better.
这次他们带了两个儿子回来庆祝结婚十周年。
So this time they brought with them two sons to celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary.
我们实在为神奇妙的作为，真是感恩赞美。
So we praise the Lord for God's love.
身为一位牧师，我会有机会排解很多家庭纠纷。
Being a pastor, I have a chance to solve family issues.
但是因为一般人的想法都是家丑不外扬，所以会来找我的时候，多半已经很严重了。
So most of us would think that we would have a skeletons in the closet, and so when they come to see me, usually they have a serious crisis.
那其中很多不是基督徒，甚至是没有来教会的。
Many of them are not Christians. They even have never been to the church.
每次我看到他们双方都受苦，我心中很感叹。
Each time I see them suffer, and I will have feelings for them.
我好希望能够说服他们相信，在神的爱里面，每一个婚姻都救得回来。
I indeed wish that they would believe in God and their marriage would be saved.
不只是救回来，还有可能变成超乎人所求所想。美丽的花园。
Not only the marriage would be saved, they would have a beautiful garden, which is beyond human's expectation.
但是当人没有经历过神的爱，又不愿意凭信心来顺服信靠神的时候，我们能做的非常有限。
But what we can do is very limited when somebody does not believe in God and does not have faith in God.
我刚刚讲这两个真实的例子，就是希望每一对夫妇都记得这件事。
So I told you the two stories because I hope that everyone would remember these.
如果你愿意向神求从神来的爱，这样的爱真是可以永远长存，真的可以胜过一切挑战，永不失败。
If you are willing to seek from God the God's love, this God's love is permanent. It's beyond every challenge.
我们仔细看看这段经文。
Let us look at the scripture closely.
这边讲的不是在于你多努力去爱
，It didn't talk about how hard you would work，
不是靠你自己的力量去爱
，You cannot depend on your own efforts，
而是在于你有没有爱
，It's up to whether you have or not this kind of love，
有没有四到七节所讲的从神而来的爱
，Whether you have or not this kind of love from God，
十二章的最后一句说：“我现今把最妙的道指示你们。”
So in the end, by the end of the chapter 12, it says, And now I will show you the most excellent way.
这个最妙的道指的就是爱。
This most excellent way is love.
而这边道这个字指的不是头脑的知识，不是讲道理给你听。
This way is not the knowledge in your brain, it's not common knowledge.
而是指着一条道路，你在借着信靠神得着从神而来的爱的道路。
This is the only way. This is the way that we, by depending on God, believing God, we get the love from God.
同样在十四章第一节说，你们要追求爱。
Likewise, in the first verse in chapter 14, it says, "Follow the way of love."
大家听到英文讲的是 "Follow the way of love."
The English says, "Follow the way of love."
所以要活出这样的爱的关键，不是靠人的力量来努力。
We do not depend on own efforts to live out this kind of love.
而是靠着向神求。
And it depends on our seeking God's advice.
靠着信靠神，走在神的道路上。
And we have faith in God, walk in the way of God.
刚刚讲的两个婚姻都是本来要破灭，却因着信靠神得到奇妙的扭转。
The marriages, the two marriages we talked about, depends on God's love to make a turn.
人自己的爱是很有限、很不可靠的。
Human love is limited and it's not dependable.
常常会失败，常常会越来越淡。
Often it fails, it faints.
甚至还有从爱转为恨的。
Sometimes love turns into hate.
但是我们若愿意求从神而来的爱。
If we seek the God, love from God,
凭信心走在神的道路上。
By faith, walk the way of God,
让神的爱在我们里面活。
Let God live in us,
那这样的爱就永不失败，永不止息。
This kind of never fails, never ends.
第二方面我要举的例子是父母与儿女的关系。
Secondly, the relationship between parents and children.
八月初我看到一则新闻，让我看得非常心酸。
In early August, I read a news,And when I read that, I'm very sad.
讲的是一个叫 Jeff 的人。
It talks about a person whose name is Jeff.
他六岁的时候，有一天他的妹妹突然从家中消失了。
When he was six, one day, her sister disappeared from the family suddenly.
他怎么问爸妈都不说，还要他以后不要问。
No matter how or what he asked his parents, and his parents refused to answer, and also asked him not to ask the same question again.
一直到2004年，他爸妈都过世了。他在整理资料的时候找到妹妹的消息。
In the year 2004, when his parents passed away, both his parents passed away, and he organized the stuff from his parents, he saw the news about his sister.
原来他的妹妹因为智力障碍的问题，在不到三岁的时候就被送去州政府的机构。
His sister, when she was less than three years old, because of she was considered retarded, and she was sent to the state social service center.
虽然分隔了将近五十年，这位做哥哥的去把妹妹找到。
It has almost been 50 years of separation. Jeff, the brother, looked for his sister and found her.
把她接回家里住
and took her home.
然后她拍摄了一个纪录片
Then she made a documentary film.
报道了美国近代历史上令人心酸的一页
Talking about the sad history in American history.
我们要知道，在五六十年前，当时美国社会的主流思想都是这样：当一个孩子有智力障碍的时候，他们就对父母说：“你们照顾不了的。”
So the mainstream in 1950s or 60s in the United States goes like this.If they have retarded children, the society would say, well, you are not able to take care of the child.
把他送去给州政府的机构吧，要不然会把你整个家庭都拖垮的。
Send your child to the social service center, otherwise your whole family will be dragged down.
因为那时候多数的医生都是宣传同一套思想，很多父母就接受了自己没办法爱这个事实。
Because at that time, most of the doctors promote this kind of idea. So some of the parents, most of the parents cannot accept the fact.
那 Jeff 的爸妈也是因为这样把自己的女儿送出去。
So it is the same with Jeff's parents. They sent their daughter away.
但在过去五十年当中，美国社会渐渐发现这种近乎实验性的做法是一个极大的错误。
Gradually, in the past 50 years, people start to realize that was a big mistake.
州政府的机构根本没办法提供好的照顾。
The state social service center couldn't provide a good care.
这些机构一个个越缩越小，一个个关掉。
And the service centers gradually start to close down.
受苦的是过去几十年当中被送进去的那些病人。
Those suffered most are the patients who were sent in.
很多至今还留在那个系统里面，被转来转去。被人所遗忘
So some of them are still remaining in that system, in the centers. So they were shipped around everywhere, and they were forgotten eventually.
Jeff 的爸妈其实还算是好的。
Jeff's parents, relatively speaking, are good parents.
虽然把女儿送出去，他们还是定期去看望。
Though they send away their daughter, they still have the regular visit.
后来是医生说他们去女儿会太激动，后来他们很无奈地听从医生的建议。停止探望。
At the time when they were told by the doctor that each time they visit their daughter, the daughter became so emotional, so the doctor advised the parents stop the visit.
但是不论他们女儿后来被转到哪里 ，Jeff 的爸妈都一定与那个单位保持联络。
So no matter where the daughter was shifted to, they still keep the record and contact with the agency.
Jeff 相信他爸妈留下这些资料是希望他有一天能够找到他的妹妹。
Jeff believes that by the records left from their parents, so their parents hoped he could find his sister
他的纪录片播放之后在全美引起极大的回响。
So there was a big response to his documentary film.
很多人都想起他们也有一个家人是类似的情形突然一天消失了。
A lot of people recall the same incident in the family.
最令人心酸的是有很多父母至今活在罪恶感当中。
The sad part is a lot of parents still live in sins.
他们没有办法 the guilty feeling.
A guilty feeling.
他们没办法原谅自己在孩子心灵上留下了重大的伤害。
So they are unable to forgive themselves to leave injury in their own children's hearts.
其实主要的错不是他们。
It's not they who are wrong.
而是在那个时代整个社会相信接受的观念就是这样。
It is the society, it's the mainstream concept in that society.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，人的爱是非常有限。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends, human love is very limited.
想看看如果我们怀孕的时候发现孩子有蒙古症或其他严重的缺陷的时候，我们会怎么做？
Let's imagine if during our pregnancy we notice that the child suffers from Down syndrome, what would we do?
如果孩子生下来有严重的问题，我们会亲身感受到这样挑战是何等的巨大。
If after birth the child is noticed to have serious disability, what kind of challenge it is?
在我自己认识的人当中，有好几对基督徒夫妇凭着信心做了跟一般人很不一样的选择。
So from the people I know, several couples of Christians, so they made a choice which are different from ordinary human beings.
痛不痛苦？
Is it painful?
非常痛苦。
Very.
有没有眼泪？ 很多眼泪。
Tears? Yes, a lot of tears shed.
有的时候他们真觉得再也走不下去了。Sometimes
they really feel that it's hard to move on.
但他们紧紧地抓住神，向神求爱。But
they have a strong grasp of God and seek love from God.
坚持走在信靠神的道路上。Persistent
and continue to walk in God's way.
他们就这样几十年走过去了。For
many dozens of years, they walk on.
最奇妙的是，今天他们都说。 不只是无怨无悔，而且心中充满了赞美和感谢。
Miraculously, by now today, they are full of thanks instead of complaints.
因为透过他们的孩子，他们才更多体会到什么是爱。
Because through their children, they experience more and more what true love is.
他们才经历到神是何等的真实和伟大。
They experience the trust and truthfulness of God and greatness of God.
爱永不失败，爱。 永不止息。
Love never fails. Love never ends.
我父亲六月过世。
My father passed away in June.
虽然当时我们全家已经飞去加州一趟参加葬礼了。
Though the whole family flew to California for service, for funeral service.
七月中我们还是照原定计划飞去加州休假。
In mid-July, we still fly to California for vacation according to what we planned.
我和我姐姐哥哥，我们一同带着我爸妈出去玩两天。
My brother and sister and me, we took our mom for outing.
那我们飞去加州的路上，我的大女儿拿了一本书给我看。
On the way, my eldest, older daughter, and showed me a book.
书名是 Wisdom of Our Fathers.
The title of the book is Wisdom of Our Fathers.
那出这本书的人是 NBC 电视台的名记者 Tim Russert.
And he's a famous news reporter Tim Russert in working with NBC.
Yeah, 他的家就是在 Buffalo, 离我们很近。
His native town is Buffalo, which is close to here.
他在2004年先出了一本书，谈他自己的爸爸，写得非常好，成为全美畅销书第一名。
So in 2004, he wrote a book, published a book about his own father. It became the top on the top list, first one on top list.
那很多人看了都很感动，就纷纷写信给他，告诉他他们爸爸的故事。
A lot of people, after reading his book, were deeply moved and wrote to him, telling him about their own father's stories.
那他看了这些信，他很感动，后来就挑选了一些最棒的，编辑成这本书。
And he was touched by reading all these letters and pick and choose some of the best and to edit this book.
那我休假这两个礼拜，就每天睡前看两三篇，回来路上刚好把它看完。
So during the 2 weeks of my vacation, every night before I go to bed, I read a couple of stories from the book.
好多次我被这些真实的故事深深感动。
And I finished the book before the vacation. Many, many times I was touched by the stories.
我好几次忍不住要求我太太一定要听我讲给她听。
I couldn't help asking my wife to listen to my stories from the book.
这些故事让我看到父母对孩子的影响真是太大了。
From these true stories, I noticed how great, how big the impact the parents would have on the children.
不管我们自己是不是很清楚的察觉。
No matter whether we notice it or not.
不管我们的经验是正面的还是负面。
No matter our experiences are negative or positive.
我们的父母在我们每个人心底的深处都留下很深、很长远的影响。
Our parents left deep impression deep down in our hearts.
所以我们当中做父母的也要记得这件事。
So being parents, we should remember this.
在我们孩子的心目当中，我们所站的地位是何等的重要。
In the hearts of our children, we have a very important position.
不要小看你做父母的角色。
Don't look at your role as your parents.
不要轻视你对他未来所可能有的影响。
Don't overlook your influence in their future.
让我们每一个人都好好的来爱我们的儿女。
Let us love our children deeply.
照着神的方法来爱他们。
According to God's way.
靠着神的爱来爱他们。
Depend on God's love, love them.
不论他们聪明或不聪明
No matter whether smart or not
不论他们是不是已经开始不听我们的话
Whether they listen to us or not
让我们觉得哎呀管不住太迟了
No matter whether we feel that we are, they are out of control We cannot control them It's too late
神的爱永不失败永不止息
God's love never fails Never ends
第三方面我要举的例子是教会中弟兄姐妹之间的关系
Certainly, the relation between brothers and sisters in the church.
其实哥林多前书十三章最主要的重点就是在讲弟兄教会中弟兄姐妹应当彼此相爱。
In fact, in chapter 13, the emphasis is on the love between brothers and sisters in the church.
在那个教会里面有才干的人很多呀。
In that church in Corinth, and a lot of people are very capable.
但出现很多很不好的现象。
But a lot of bad things happen that.
大家彼此相争，比谁属灵。
They compete to find out who are more spiritual.
甚至分党结派，冲突不断。
And also form parties, and a lot of conflicts.
那专门研究教会冲突的专家们发现一件事。
Scholars who study the conflicts in church noticed.
其实好的教会并不是那些。从来都没有冲突，从来没有任何危机的教会。
A good church is not where there are never had any crisis or challenges.
好的教会是有一群基督徒在危机发生的时候，还能够在真理的原则上屹立不摇。
A good church is where the Christians can stand up to principle when there are crises.
而且在冲突当中还活出属神的品格。
So they will live out the nature of God in front of conflicts.
那在这个暑假当中有三件事让我有很深的感触
This summer I'm deeply impressed by three things
刚好六七八月一个月一件
So one in each month from June to August
先讲六月的事
I talk about what happened in June
很多年前我还在加州的教会服事的时候教会中发生一件很头疼的事情
Years ago when I served in the church in California something like a headache happened in the church
那闹到最后所有的长子他害怕教会因此分裂就很无奈的选择照某一个人的要求投赞成票
It became so serious that almost all the elders and deacons decided to vote according one's will because they are afraid of crisis or breaking up of the church
只有我和主任牧师觉得从圣经的原则和我们的良心而言我们不能投赞成票
Only me and a senior pastor felt that we cannot vote yes because of the conscience and according to the biblical principles.
那我们当时也跟众长子们说，虽然我们自己投反对票，但是我们不会强迫他们跟着我们投反对票。
And also, we also said to the deacons and elders that even if we vote, we would vote no, but we wouldn't persuade them to vote like us.
我们也愿意接受整个长子会的决议。顺服最后的结果
So we'll be willing to accept the voting results
但是当初提出这个特别要求的人对这个结果不满意
But the person who made the proposal was not happy with the outcome, voting outcome
他继续对长执会施压力
He continued to exert pressure on the elders and deacons
说除非长执们能够说服我和主任牧师也投赞成票他还是不会罢休
He said to the deacons and elders that unless they persuaded us to vote, to cast a yes vote, he wouldn't give up.
那长子们拿他没办法，就只好来求我和主任牧师让步。
And elders and deacons didn't know what to do, so they would come to us to persuade us to change our attitude.
那当初有一位执事年纪跟我差不多大。
And the deacon was at the same age as mine.
但他信主比我晚。
He turned into Christian later.
其实从他慕道到信主到后来成为教会的同工，他都是一直是跟我在一起的。
From being a seeker to be a Christian and to serve the God, we were all together all the time.
他那时候很爱教会，他很着急的来求我改投赞成票。
He loved our church so much, and he was very anxious to come to me, ask me to change.
我一再耐心地向他解释，为什么我不能昧着我的良心投一个我知道明明不应该投的票。
I again explained to him why I cannot vote, cast a vote against my conscience.
我说我知道他的看法跟我不一样，我也知道他不明白为什么坚持这个原则是这么重要。
I told him that his opinion is different from mine, and also he does not understand why it's so important to stick to the biblical principles.
我只有很谦卑地请他谅解，说希望他将来有一天会明白。
And humbly ask his understanding, and wish that someday he would understand it better.
一下子十多年过去了。
With a blink of the eye, over 10 years passed away.
我们各奔东西。
And we move out to our own directions.
我来了大概都已经十年了。
It's about 10 years after I moved into Issachar.
他也搬到北加州好多年了。
And it's been many years since he moved to North California.
有一次我代表我们教会到北加州去开会。
One day on behalf of our church, I went for a conference in North California.
那主日就到他的教会去聚会。
And on Sunday, I went to the service in his church.
我很惊讶地发现，他既然逢人就说，哎呀，当初是我带他信主的。
I was surprised to find that each time he talked to other people, he would say that me, it's I who led him to believe in God.
这当然跟事实并没有不符，但是我从前从来没听他这样讲过。
Of course it's true, but what's surprising is that I never heard him saying that before.
两年前他又告诉我说，神呼召他全职侍奉。
Two years ago he told me that God called on him to serve full time.
在神学院的入学申请表上要填谁是影响他来读神学院最主要的人。
In the application for seminary, he needs to fill out who had the strongest influence on him to get into seminary.
他跟我联络的原因就是他说他写的是我的名字。
The reason he contacted me is to tell me that he put down my name.
六月初我去旧金山主持两位英文堂校友的婚礼。
In early June, I went to San Francisco to host a wedding ceremony for two alumni.
Yeah. 有一天晚上他们夫妇就邀我到他们家去吃饭。
So one night the couple invited me to dinner in their house.
一整个晚上我们聊得很开心。
The whole night we had a very good conversation.
也聊了很多过去的事情。
And we recalled what happened in the past.
虽然当初他跟我的看法不一样，但一点都没有影响我们在主里面的爱。
Even if we had different opinions at that time, years back, but it didn't affect our love in God.
我们知道在我们里面有非常高尚的爱。
We know inside us there's a holy love.
这爱不是出于我们自己的本性。
The love does not out of our nature,
而是神所赐的。
It comes from God.
这样的爱永不止息，永不失败。
This kind of love never fails, never ends.
再讲七月的事情。
Now something happened in July.
同样也要追溯到十多年前。
Likewise, we would like to go back to over 10 years ago.
当时教会有一位弟兄面对一个关系重大的决定。
At that time in the church, a brother was facing a serious issue.
圣经的真理他知道得很清楚，但是现实生活当中他做不到。
He knows the biblical principle of truth very well, but in life he couldn't live it out.
我们教会几位传道人试尽各样的方法劝阻他不要做那错误的决定。
Some of the evangelists in our church tried to persuade him not to make that decision.
在最后不能挽回的情形之下，为了维持教会的纪律和圣洁，我们必须去郑重地告诉他。
So at the time when we noticed that we cannot change his mind, and we told him seriously and solemnly.
如果他真做了那个决定，我们不只是必须停止他一切的侍奉，也不能让他领圣餐。
If he makes that decision, he will be stopped. His services, he cannot be allowed to provide any services in the church, and he cannot accept communion.
要直到他采取悔改的行动为止。
Until he makes any changes.
那几位传道人谁去跟他讲这件事呢？
So among all the pastors or evangelists, who should go to talk to him?
没想到商量之后，最后决定派我去。
So finally, I was the chosen person.
这是一个很难的任务，因为他跟我是很好的朋友。
Well, since he is one of the best friends of mine, and it's really a arduous task for me.
我跟他约的时候，他就已经知道我大概要跟他谈什么。
When I made an appointment with him, he already knew what I was going to talk with him.
但他还是邀我到他工作的地方，请我吃了一顿很好的晚餐。
Well, he still asked me to go to his workplace and invite me for a wonderful dinner.
那大概是我吃的最痛苦的一顿晚餐。
This is the worst dinner I had in my experience in my life.
我实话实说跟他谈了之后，我们两个都很难过。
I'm honest with him, and after our conversation, both of us felt very sad.
后来我们也是各奔东西。
And also, we worked out or moved out our own ways.
过去这十年当中，大概就是每年年底，互相问安一下。
There's not much contact, except by the end of the year, we send greetings.
那六月中我父亲过世，追思礼拜过了之后，他才听说，他马上寄了个卡片给我。
In mid-June, when my father passed away, after the funeral service, and he started to know this, and sent a card to us.
那七月中我去加州的时候，教会里面一批跟我相交二十多年老朋友，一定要办个特别的餐会，跟我们一家聚一聚。
In mid-July, when we were in California.Some of the friends, we've been friends for over 20 years, they insisted they would have a party for us.
他听了之后，听说之后，他也特别赶来参加。
On hearing this, he came to visit us too.
我跟他相见的时候，心中真是百感交集。
When we met each other, both of us are very emotional.
在教会侍奉当中，我们真是会遇到很难处理的状况。
So in our services, in the church, quite often we will meet some of the challenges.
从一般世人来看，怎么可能在发生这样的事情之后，两个人还能够彼此相爱的如此的深，如此的真诚？
From the human point of view, if a couple of two people had such bad experience, how can still love so deeply, so truthfully?
但是很诚实的说，虽然十年前发生那件不幸的事，这些年当中，我和我的弟兄都毫不怀疑的知道，他是我所宝贝、所深爱的一位弟兄。我也是他所宝贝、所深爱的一位弟兄。
Honestly speaking, even if it happened, this happened, but most of us know that, realize, so we are good friends in God, and He is my most dear or darling, and we love, His love is very deep, and I am His good friend, and I love Him very deeply too.
这是在耶稣基督里的爱。
This is the love from God, from Jesus Christ.
是从神而来的爱。
From God.
这样的爱永不失败，永不止息。
This love never fails, never ends.
最后讲八月初发生的事。
Now we come to what happened in August.
一个多礼拜前，我一位高中的同学和他太太来看我。
A week ago, classmates in high school came to visit us.
他们住在台湾，这次来美国开会，就专程开了一天的车来伊德卡，在我们家住了一天。
This couple live in Taiwan. They came to the United States for conference, so they came to visit us.
他是我在我高中班上仅有的两位基督徒之一。
He was one of the two Christians in our class at that time.
那时候我没信主，他们就是我们开玩笑戏弄的对象。
I was not a Christian at that time, and he was the only one a laughing stock in our class.
在大一的时候，我们高中的同学办了一个同学会。
In the freshman in college, we had a high school class reunion.
本来大家都很开心的。
So we were all very happy.
但是后来有几个同学要我们进到一个房间看电影。
Suddenly, some of the classmates wanted us to watch a movie in a room.
一放映我们才知道是色情电影。
So when the movie started to show, we noticed that it's a pornographic movie.
那时候我不是那种乖乖乖的不得了的那种人。
At that time, was not somebody who behaved very well.
我曾经跟同学们干过类似的坏事。
With my classmates, I did similar things.
但是那天我很气愤。
But at that time, that day, I was very angry.
因为我觉得这样的做法是把污秽的事情强加在所有人身上， 破坏了同学当中纯洁的友谊。
So by doing this, it will make all of us look bad. Then it will destroy our pure friendship and relationship.
我虽然反感，但是那时候一时间什么都不敢说，什么都不敢动，因为怕别人笑说我不是个男人。
Though at that time I didn't feel right, and I wouldn't dare to do anything, and wouldn't make a move because I was afraid some of the people would say I'm not a man.
那我可以感觉得到，当时想跑却不敢跑的人不止我一个。
And I also noticed that some of the people like me, they would like to leave, but was afraid of leaving.
那就在我不知道如何是好的时候，有一个人采取了行动，走了出去，就是这位叫做汤简如的基督徒。
So just at a time when I didn't know what to do, was in a dilemma, somebody stood up and bravely left. His name is Tang Jianlu.
他一走，我才有胆量第二个走。
After he left, and immediately I left too.
那我再走，许多人就跟着走了。
So after us, many people left too.
两三分钟之后，电影就停播了。
So the movie stopped in within 2 minutes.
当时我对汤简如很敬佩，因为我感受到他有一股我所没有的力量。
I had a high respect and admiration for Tang Jianlu, that person on the picture there. And because he had a strength I didn't have.
但是当时没有想到要对他说什么。
I didn't know what I should say to him.
我也不知道这件事情对他造成的伤害有多深。
I didn't know either what a negative impact on him through this incident.
后来才知道他从此中断了与所有高中同学的联络。
Later I was told that he severed his relationship with all his high school classmates.
几年前我在台湾一个教会的网站上看到他的名字，我就透过那个教会找到了他。
A few years ago I saw his name in the church website, and through the help of that church I got contact with him.
我告诉他我信了主，而且现在是全职的牧师。
I told him that I'm a Christian now, and I'm a full-time pastor.
我还告诉他说，在那次那个色情电影的事件当中，我从他身上看到基督徒的榜样。
And I also told him that day through the showing the movie, the pornographic movie, I saw the example by a Christian.
后来他回 email 的时候告诉我，他在读的时候一边读一边大哭。
He sent me the email telling me that when he read my message, he was crying loudly.
他从来不知道在他人生当中那个最黑暗的时刻，神的圣灵竟然正在借着他在一个非基督徒的心中动工。
He didn't know either that at the darkest moment of his life, God's love worked in a seeker's heart.
这次他和他太太住在我家，他很惊讶，我们高中都已经毕业这么多年了，我还把高中的毕业纪念册还有高中时代的照片都整理得这么好。
So he was surprisingly noticed thatHis and his wife, surprised to notice that after so many years after our high school graduation, I still kept in good order our high school photos and pictures.
那个晚上，他和他太太看得津津有味。
That night, and he and his wife look at the pictures with great interest.
后来，他太太告诉我说，神真是太奇妙了。
His wife told me later that God is really amazing.
本来他们这次来只是想看看老同学。
The purpose of their visit was only to see old friends.
没想到在这一趟当中，神竟然医治了他先生多年来埋藏在心底的创伤。
Without their awareness that God has treated and healed his husband's injury deep down in his heart.
来之前也许是心理上的防卫本能，高中的事情他都记不清楚。
And he forgot all the sins in high school.Maybe due to the psychological defense mechanism.
那这次来记忆恢复了，变清楚了。
And he restored his memory, and he starts to be clear about what happened in the high school.
他才发现当初其实还有一些蛮美好的事情值得回忆。
And he still says that, well, there are wonderful and good old days that need to be remembered.
那天晚上的高峰是我拿出高三毕业之前同学们互相留言祝福的本子。
And so the climax of that night is when I showed him the book, when all of us wrote the message to wish each other well.
那汤简如在他给我的本子上写了几句话。
And he wrote, 汤简如 wrote in my notebook.
他说或许你不曾想起要投靠一位爱你的神，投靠一位有恩典慈爱不咒诅人的神。
He wrote that Maybe you didn't think about following the God which, who gives you the love.
有一天我们会相聚，愿你活泼的性格带给你活泼的信心，与我共同侍奉一位创造天地的主宰。
Someday we will meet again. May your cheerful and lively nature will bring you a lively faith in God.
在他送给的照片背后也写，当你看到我时，盼望你也想起我的十字架。
And also at the back of his photo, he writes that whenever you see me, hope you will remember my cross.
我们一起看的时候，才突然发现，写那句话的时候，离今年整整三十年。
So when we read this message, we suddenly notice that it has been 30 years.
谁能想到三十年前神垂听了那个祷告，而且在今天成就了？
Who would imagine that 30 years ago God listened to the prayer and made it a reality?
我们今天有机会再相聚，而且共同侍奉创造天地的主。
So we have a chance to meet again and serve God together.
那我这位同学是 MIT 毕业的博士。
My friend is, has a doctoral degree from MIT.
在台湾从事核能方面的科学研究。
He does research, within the area of nuclear physics.
在专业上有很出色的表现。
He has a lot of achievements.
但他同时也是他们在教会里面最主要负责的代职牧师。
Meantime, he is one of the major lay pastors in his church.
我们这次相聚只有一天不到。
It's been less than a day for our meeting.
几十年不见。
And we haven't seen each other for many years.
我太太和他太太之前从来没有见过面。
My wife and his wife never met each other.
但我们在一起完全没有隔阂。
But we don't have any kind of unknown things, or we know each other very well. Seems like we know each other very well when we meet.
真是经历到主的爱何等甜美。
How sweet the God's experience God.
这些都是我过去两个多月里面对爱的真谛的一些亲身体会。
This is my real life experience in the past few months.
那最后让我重复在六月当中讲第一讲的时候讲过的几句话。
Let me repeat what I said, when I talk about the June incident.
在一般世界的人理解当中的爱都是因为的爱。
In human, well, the love from human beings, we talk about because, the love of because, with a condition, with attachment here.
我爱你因为你对我很好。
I love you because you are nice to me.
我爱你因为我跟你在一起很开心。
I love you because I'm happy when I'm with you.
我爱你因为你和我志同道合。
I love you because we have a common goal.
我爱你因为你让我以你为荣。
I love you because I feel proud of you.
但哥林多前书十三章要我们追求的爱却是一种虽然的爱。
But the love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is a love of although.
虽然你书读不好，或者失业，长期找不到工作，我还是爱你。
Although you cannot study well and you cannot find a job for a long time, you're unemployed, I still love you.
虽然你不再年轻漂亮，甚至变得又老又丑，我还是爱你。
Although you're no longer young or beautiful and you're plain looking and old,I still love you.
虽然你受伤残障或者疾病缠身，照顾你一辈子会很辛苦，我还是爱你。
Although you're wounded or injured and you have a disability, taking care of you would be very painful, a big challenge. I still love you.
虽然你深深伤了我的心，我还是爱你。
Although you injured me deeply, I still love you.
只有这种虽然如此我还是爱你的爱，才永不失败，永不止息。
This kind of love.Although love will never fails, never ends.
而这种爱，除非我们向神求，从神那里得着，我们活不出来。
This kind of love, we cannot live it out by ourselves, unless we seek it from God.
而这种爱在耶稣基督身上充分的彰显。
And this love is fully glorified and represented in Jesus Christ.
让我们来唱一首回应诗歌。
Let's sing a song, responsive song.
Because this song was originally written in English, so we, you use the familiar language, but in the first part, I will first use English to sing for you. You can use any language.
So this song was originally written in English, and please sing it with the language you're most familiar with.
Thank you.
I come to you, lifting up my hands. In the name of Jesus, by your grace I stand. Just because you love me, and I love your Son, I know your favor, unending love, unending love. Your unending love. 第二节, verse 2.
Let us pray together. We cannot live out this love unless we seek this love from God.
是这种爱让耶稣离开尊贵高天，卑微地降生在马槽里。
This love leads Jesus Christ away from heaven, come to this world, and was born in the manger.
是这种爱让耶稣明明知道十字架的痛苦，还是坚定地走向哥哥他。
So this kind of love makes Jesus realize, no matter how painful it is, he walks bravely to Golgotha.
是这种爱让耶稣在我们还不愿意认识他，不愿意接受他的时候，他就先爱了我们。
This love that Jesus Christ loves us first, even before we know him and starts to accept him.
是这种爱让耶稣不嫌我们里面有多少的污秽，当我们愿意打开心门接受他，他就愿意住进来。
This kind of love makes Jesus Christ lives in us no matter how filthy we are.
是这种爱让耶稣多少次在我们不听话的时候，他的灵在我们里面叹息。
This kind of makes Jesus and His Spirit dwell in us yearning, though we do not listen to Him, and this love persuades us and talks with us, trying to lead us.
如果你还没有得到这种爱，向他来求。
If you don't have this kind of love yet, please seek it.
如果你没有活出这样的爱，向他来求。
If you do not live out this kind of love, seek it from Jesus Christ.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
让我们在过去这个暑假里面能够来细细思想永不止息的爱。
In this past summer, we had a chance to think about this love and to digest on this love.
主啊，我们相信我们很多人在过去几个月当中不止一次心中感动。
Dear Lord, we know many of us not only been touched for one time.
主啊，求你的圣灵督促我们。
Dear Lord, please let your spirit lead us.
让我们化感动为行动。
And guide us and to change, to promote our being deeply touched into action.
这是巴不得在我们向你求爱之后。
How long we wish that we would seek your love.
我们就看到我们周围一切的人际关系都开始改变。
And also we start to see our relationship change for the better.
求主祝福。
We pray God will bless us.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.